Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Nice callback, Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz. Nicely done. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Talking Bears, as we have for most of our show, did touch on the Cubs earlier. Of course, if you missed it, we did a best of the postgame celebration segment and also talked about them. To start our show at 10, if you missed it, you can go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. And now we go back to more of what was said, and I think a pretty informative press conference availability at Halas Hall. You heard Jarrett Payton refer to it a little bit ago. But Ben Johnson said something where he gave us a timeline. And while it makes sense, it leads us asking a few more questions. So listen to what he said about when he thinks the team is going to play its best football.
There is a familiarity for a lot of guys in the locker room to the way the season has started, right? How do you kind of just keep a pulse on their mental state and keeping them focused on, look, it's a long season ahead. We have time to correct a lot of these things.
Yeah, I think they understand that. It is early in the season. There are a number of teams that have started the season not the way that they would like to, and yet they bounce back and they find a way to win. And we're going to be playing our best football in December. I know that to be certain. We're just in a race right now to get better in a hurry. And the faster we get there, the wins will start coming and we'll be just fine.
So a couple of things for me. Number one, I expect a coach to say that about his offense when he's new to this team and it's in its first year. But number two, knowing that, would you call this season a rebuild even though the Bears are not?
I would not call this a rebuild. Here's why. I would call it a rebuild if you were getting a first-year quarterback and a whole bunch of parts that were brand new. And also, if the team were maybe a little bit younger, because this isn't the youngest group out there in the NFL.
No, they're the 10th oldest.
Exactly. And so knowing that, I have in front of me a team that was supposed to compete for a playoff spot. It just doesn't look like they're anywhere near close to competing for a playoff spot.
There's nuance to this. As you mentioned, they've spent a lot of money on some big contracts with people who are in their best windows of talent. Montez Sweat, for example. They pay Adio Odengbo what they're paying him because they expect him to produce in this window of talent for him. There's other players like DJ Moore who they had extended, Cole Kmet who they had extended, Jalen Johnson. Those guys. And that's why I agree with you.
TJ Edwards.
I think that it's funny because it kind of goes back to the question about Matt Eberflus, where Caleb professionally answers that time was great. But the bottom line was, we all were asking ourselves last year, what was that year worth? Because in the Bears' theory, according to what they had planned, all they needed was to drop in the quarterback and make it work. But now you're starting to see, based on even that explanation, which I think is not out of the ordinary for us. That's when you would expect a group to come together who's learning a new offense. Ben Johnson says strip it down to the studs. But maybe that's the part in here too. Maybe that's where we should have realized this is going to be a little bit different than what we had expected before. I'm glad, though, that Jarrett said in our last segment that it is Ryan Pace's staff evaluation, that it's his talent that you're seeing. Is he going to try to fit that to the scheme? Yeah. Do I think he's done that so far? Not in an effective way. But you put yourself into a corner if your draft picks don't hit and you've got really expensive contracts that makes you commit to these players on the board.
That last part is how we got here, Ryan Poles? And
right.
then what is the obstacle to keep us from being where we are right this second? And can you pivot? It's hard for them to pivot based on the contracts that they've given out. And that's why you have to let this play out, see how much better the offensive line can get, see if those guys on defense can become what you wanted them to become. Now, they're already behind the eight ball on defense because of the Jalen Johnson news, looking up
T.J.
Terrell
Edwards
Smith,
being injured, who was just extended.
Kyler Gordon. Yeah, so a bunch of parts for that defense that was supposed to take, that was supposed to be a more ready-made situation for Dennis Allen than what's going on offense.
It was supposed to be.
But now the offense is way closer to being able to accomplish anything this season just by virtue of who is available. Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, they got together. They decided this is what they want to do offense. They were the ones, you could say Poles was the one who made the picks, but Ben Johnson had a heavy influence. Why else would he take a tight end in the first round and then take a wide receiver in the second round?
Yeah, you're seeing positional redundancy, especially when you know they needed a running back and they didn't do so until the seventh.
Right, so Kyle Manangai, who might have to play a more substantial role this week just by virtue of a quad injury to the starter, DeAndre Swift.
Dear God.
And these are the reasons why I'm looking at it as, it's not a rebuild, I wouldn't call it that, but what Ben Johnson said is not untrue. It's just having to actually live it out as opposed to saying, look, the Lions went 1-6. And when you have to live it day to day, week to week, and see how bad it can get, see week two, you have to kind of keep in mind, we knew it wasn't going to be anywhere close to a finished product. Are you willing to absorb the growing pains along the way? Or are you ready to already, after 2 weeks of football, jump ship and say, this can't work?
Or did you put yourself in a rebuild situation because you, once again, didn't get it right? Like, that's the other piece of this. And for whatever you want to say, the first year Ryan Poles was here, he physically said, I'm not calling this a rebuild. Those were the words out of his mouth. So that's why when people are like, oh, look at what he inherited and what happened in his first season. No, he decided to put Byron Pringle on that team. You know, he decided to go for N'Keal Harry and Alex Leatherwood.
He decided
that
to
was his decision.
Too.
And he didn't want to call it a rebuild.
And
so, you know, don't revise history yet again. If we're in the middle of this and we still don't have a win-loss total that we want, and suddenly it's a rebuild then. I feel like this was specifically talking about when the offense should be better.
The offense is going to be better in December. I don't think it's going to take until December for it to be significantly better than what we've been seeing. That is, of course, if people don't get hurt, because I don't know what the depth looks like on offense either. Actually, I do know what some of those parts look like because I've seen them in
DeAndre
years past.
If DeAndre Swift is not available,
well, then it's Roschon Johnson and Kyle Manangai, right?
Or is it? I mean, the problem is they have to make DeAndre Swift being established in a game plan is what is crucial to the first drive, for example, working and resulting in a touchdown. That is a sobering thought if he's not available this week. But I'm not ready to do that yet. I want to see the updated Thursday injury reports first. We have more coming up here on Raheem Eaton Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. Mark will join us from Halas Hall with quotes from Dennis Allen at 125. And coming up next, it's Danny Parkins. And I want to ask him about some of the national discussion surrounding Caleb Williams this week that we need his voice on.
Ah, those narratives, how they can quickly get away from you.
Yeah, we need Danny to bring in some of the actual, are you watching the games though? So we'll do that next on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.